This is a bow to Prince, an appreciation of the artist, who died April 21st, 2016. I'm Paul Ingalls, speaking to you on that day and reporting out on reaction coming into me from my friends and colleagues and experiencing this news on my own. Even casual appreciators of Prince remember his Super Bowl 41 performance in a howling rainstorm in Miami. The NFL has posted a documentary clip of it on YouTube that you have to check out, even if you saw it live. If you don't feel chills and sob seeing it again now, I don't know. To quote Prince, I feel for you.
We're in this truck sitting behind Don Mischer. And I remember Don said, put me on the phone with Prince. Don says, now, I want you to know it's raining. And Prince is like, yes, it's raining. And are you okay? And Prince is like, can you make it rain harder? And I was like, right on.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
I was just panicked. Prince was using four separate live electric guitars. The stage was made out of a very slick tile, which when it got wet was even more slippery. He had two beautiful dancers with him, the twins, okay? They were wearing, I think, 8-inch heels. And I would just say, oh my God, what's gonna happen now?
All along the watchtower, Prince was kept a view. While the women came and wept, barefoot circles too.
That Prince set is so wild. He does other people's songs. He's not promoting himself. He's just making music. It's profound, and it's loud, and it's funky, and it's just one performer shaking the entire world.
By the time we got to the end of the set, when he did do Purple Rain, that was one of those times where things just worked magically, and there's nothing you can do but just say thank you.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I didn't want to one time see you laughing, babe. Only want to see you laughing, yeah, in the purple rain, purple. Don't it feel good? Only wanna see you, see you. Can I play this guitar?
To me, it's about one guy in the middle of 100,000 people and 100 million people on television. And it's your moment to be Prince at the Super Bowl. And Mother Nature is dropping thousands and thousands of gallons of rain. I always thought how cool the guy is to rise up and just get stormed upon and just bring what he brought. That was so special.
Super Bowl 41, 2007, Prince Halftime Show. Look for the NFL package of it on YouTube with commentary from Bruce Rogers, Don Mischer, John Perellis, and a whole lot more. Here's my New York musician friend John Spurney again.
And, you know, he could do it all. He was an incredible songwriter, super crazy prolific, maybe sometimes to a fault, as well as a ripping guitar player, an incredible programmer, a great keyboardist, an amazing drummer, a great bassist, a great singer, a great dancer, and just an amazing provocateur, you know, and I can't believe he's gone.
Been 7 hours and 13 days. your love. Since you took your love away,
since you've been gone, I can do whatever I want. I can see whoever I choose. Eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant. Oh yeah. But nothing, nothing could take away this blues. Oh, nothing compares, nothing compares to you. Oh, baby.
It's been so lonely without you here. Like a bird without a song. Nothing can stop this lonely rain from falling, falling. Tell me, baby, where did I go wrong?
Listening.
I said, Rosie,
what?
Trying to have fun no matter what you do.
You want to tell me why?
Nothing compared, no. Nothing compared to you.
Oh, baby.
Tell me.
Gaines. Prince sharing the spotlight, as he often did, this time with singer Rosie Gaines on Nothing Compares to You, one of those songs whose greatness can sometimes be measured by the breadth of artists who covered it. Sinead O'Connor, of course, but also, if you look online, you'll find it done by the Vienna Boys Choir and the Royal Philharmonic. More of our bow to Prince, an appreciation of the artist, in a moment.
Get you.